Hey, it's the Gutter Show, the award-winning Gutter Show, coming at you for, what's the third time this week? God, you're lucky people. And you're especially lucky today to have Paul Cope, Neil Ackerson and Dan Austin, transfer aficionados par excellence. And, Jesus Christ, I'll calm down now, shall I? Right, we've got a packed show for you. We're going to start with Thiago Watch. Because why wouldn't we? The chase for Thiago hotted up this week. It hotted up because Fabrizio Romano entered the fray, not just via his Twitter account this time, but via his column in The Guardian. So we know it's for real when it's in The Guardian, don't we, Neil? Yes? Must be for real. I'm going to quickly summarise and read a little bit of what Fabrizio said. He said, Liverpool are interested in signing the Bayern Munich midfielder Thiago Alcantara, but have told the Bundesliga club they are not prepared to pay £27.2 million, 30 million euros, for the 29-year-old Spaniard who has 1 year left on his contract. That's basically the gist of it is that it has been the gist for a while, if we are to believe all this, and that if is still in place, Neil, that there is just a bit of positioning between Liverpool and Bayern. The interesting thing is that Bayern have positioned themselves as reluctant sellers, but sellers they definitely are, whereas Liverpool won't even position themselves as being in the market for the player. It's fascinating for us.
It is, because I think there's just that lack of clarity is, you know, the other thing about it, the key thing about it is nothing would happen anyway until there was Bayern Munich's Champions League future arranged. And I think that this is why this is all a bit of a phony war at the moment, if there is indeed something going on. I think one of the key parts of it is no one is doing anything right now, because we need to get through tomorrow night's game for Bayern, and presuming they get through against Lyon, which is no foregone conclusion, but presume they do, then you get to Sunday. And in those games, they want Thiago, and what Thiago will also want is for it to not be some sort of notion that he's definitely getting off or anything like that. Footballers don't like that sort of thing, and they don't like that sort of thing whilst they're playing. So I'm of the view we're going to be in a bit of a limbo-y situation at least until Sunday. And what that means at the moment is everyone can do a phony war thing. It's also worth pointing out Thiago will have to have a holiday. So this also extends itself. It extends itself to when he's back for whatever quantifies as pre-season training. What would that be? Would he have 1 week off, 2 weeks off, 3 weeks off? There's not a lot of clarity around that, but I think when there is, that will almost form its own timeline as to when, if Liverpool are interested, if that's got to get firmed up and to go from there. And you know, for me, I think that I just sort of think Liverpool are in some way. I think that there wouldn't be all this much noise unless there was something. I think everyone's got loads of wiggle room on all sides, and I think that's what you're seeing with every sort of statements. Is everyone ends up, all the journalists, possibly Bayern, everyone ends up with loads of wiggle room. But that's where I think we are at the moment.